good morning, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us. This is Psyche Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where even though it's 10 o'clock at night, it's hot out there. Oh, my God. I am blasting the AC here trying to keep cool. And here we are. This is actually our first late night broadcast like this. And it is the premiere episode of Tarot d'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love, with the fabulous Cooch Daniels. She's a tarot author, certified tarot master, and she literally wrote the book on tarot and love because Tarot d'Amour is also the title of her book. That's right. So without any further ado, we're going to bring on Cooch here. Hey, Cooch.
Hey, hi Dax. Hi everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm a little
You're
concerned,
sounding real
Dax.
Good.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's a good thing.
You're sounding good. Well, you were saying how you've been a little under the weather. The voice was scratchy about a week ago. You weren't sure if you were going to be able to make it, but you're sounding good now.
I'm kicking butt to hopefully be able to do readings and keep talking without sounding like an old witch.
Well, you can put your pointy hat on and pull out your tarot cards. That's perfectly fine with us. Although I prefer the turban.
Well, I take your pick. Which one do you want me to put on?
I like the dangly jewelry. What can I say? Hey, so folks out there, if you are the lovelorn, the romantically challenged, or maybe those that just need a little advice, this is the show to call in on if you have a romance question, love, anything having to do with that. 714-816-4628 is the number you call. As soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. So you dial in 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. It'll put you into the queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open that dial pad, press 1 as well. Let me give out the phone number one more time. Give some folks some time to get in on the call here, 714-816-4628. And we got some callers popping in. That's great. And I was, you know, last minute on the promotion, so hopefully we will get some more callers as time goes on here. Cooch, I wanted to ask you about the show. What first gave you the idea to do a show like this and at this time?
Well, I'm a firm believer that when the sun goes down, our emotions come up and become more in our face. And so mm-hmm. to be talking about love, it just seems like nighttime is, it's just a time when people are more intimate and more open and share emotions, maybe not always in a mm-hmm. positive way, but people are more willing, it's kind of like coming out in the dark. It's like nobody can see you, so you're more free and open. And I think people are just more receptive to talking about love at night.
Yeah, I know during the other shows we get lots of calls about relationships and things like that, but I've got to think that, you know, as the evening wears on and maybe you're alone there in your house, in your home, your apartment, and you're watching TV, you're watching a movie, and your thoughts drift to that topic, you know. It's just natural, like you said. And so here we are. You can call in. That's right. And they're starting to pop on the board here. Let's take some phone calls, see who's out there. And then I also want to ask you about your book, because it's been a while since we have chatted about that. And let's see who's out there. Let's see. The first person that's been waiting the longest looks like area code 917. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. This is Tina from New Jersey.
Tina?
Did you say Tina, hon?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Hi, Tina. It's midnight for you. What are you doing up so late?
I know.
Yeah.
I saw that you guys are on. I was thinking about some things, but I saw that you have a love show on, and my love life is basically non-existent. And I don't know if I'll ever find someone for me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, it's...
That's a typical one.
I think before you try to find love out there in the world, just connect with your inner lover so that you're finding love within yourself. And when you find love within yourself, it feels really good, and, you know, it's easier to give friends kisses because you're feeling confident, or giving friends hugs. And self-love is really a respectable place to start when you're looking for love, and just be open-minded that anything is possible. And sometimes, after doing readings for many decades at this point, at least more than one decade, it's amazing to me how many people find love, like when they're in their 50s and they get married for the first time, or people that are in their 70s and their partners have left for one reason or another, and they find new love, and it's like the best love in their life, and they're like teenagers. So I'm all for it. Just keep an open mind and have a positive attitude. I will definitely pull a card for you right now. Would you like me to? Are you daring enough for me to pull a card to answer that question for you? Or
yeah, that'd be fine. Thank you.
You sound really young, so I definitely feel you need to be optimistic.
Well, I am young. I'm very young, but I'm not pessimistic. I'm just about to sleep. Actually, I just don't want to be in a relationship right now.
Well, if that's your truth, and that's the choice you're making, then you're not going to be, because that's the choice you're making. But you
want
to know if you're
going
to find love in the future, someone to talk you back into wanting love.
Yeah, like a good partner for me.
Were you in a previous relationship that was not so good?
Right, nay, that was no good.
No good, and that's enough to scare anybody and say, no love for a while. I need to just be by myself and find my inner self and not worry about other people stealing my time and my energy. But I'm going to pull a card for your question.
Yeah.
Your question that I first heard, if I'm correct, is, are you going to find love again? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going through cards. Tell me when you want me to stop, and I'll stop on the card and pull it over. I'm doing that now, so.
Okay.
Dun-da-da-da.
Stop.
Stop.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see what you... Oh! You have a cup card, and cups are emotions, so you're very sensitive, emotional, and intuitive. And the number of cups is the 7 of cups. And in the right, the weight deck, the Rider weight deck, it's someone looking in a cloud, and there's 7 cups with different popping out of the top of the cup, which represents trying to get more clarity and the importance of giving yourself time to figure out what you really want. And each of the cups has either a positive image or a little bit of a, a symbol of a dragon coming out, or a castle, or crystals and gems. So it's like looking out at the possibilities that are out there. There's so many different kind of possibilities. The good thing is to keep your mind open to healing what you went through and trying to release and let go of what you went through, so that you're not coloring love in a with like a dark color, but you're staying open to the positive, the possibilities of that, you know, there is somebody out there that can be really good with you and compatible with you, because the Seven of Cups is anything is possible.
I see.
Okay. I get, because you are a lover and a romantic, that it may take a little time for you to work through what you've just gone through, but you're going to find emotional alchemy with someone and really take love into your home and into your love life. It's just who you are. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck, Tina,
yeah,
and have a good
that.
Dream. Thanks for staying up to be on the show. Kiss, kiss
thank
for
you.
Your nighttime dreams.
Thanks for the call, Tina. That was great. We seem to be having a little bit of a technical difficulty, Cooch. I'm going in and out sometimes, and I'm hearing you going in and out. The caller was just fine, but I don't know what's going on with the technology, but I think we're okay. I just thought I'd point that out. So I don't know if you're hearing that, listeners out there, but if we're going in and out a little bit, sorry about that, but I think we can muddle through. And, I did want to mention, Cooch, that
yes.
I pulled some cards for Tina, and I actually got two
Zach.
Swords cards showing up.
What's
you should
that? Have said that before we let go of her.
No, she's still listening. She's
oh,
on
okay.
the she's on the line still. Yeah, it was just a little quick, you know, thing. I wasn't going to do it, and then I was like, oh, let me see if anybody shows up. See, because I was specifically looking for guys to show up, and sure enough, I got two swords. I got the Knight of Swords and the King of Swords. So potentially air signs like Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. One fellow is about the same age as you, and the other one may be a little bit older, either chronologically or more mature. And they're in the offing. You know, I'm getting my timing card is eight, so I'm getting eight. That could be like 8 weeks, as quickly as 8 weeks or 8 months, somewhere in there. I'm just gonna throw out eight, or it could be the eighth month of. You know, but that would have to be the following year.
That would
or
be
no,
coming
August
up pretty
coming
soon.
Up.
We're at the
yeah.
middle of the 6 months, so that's like a month and a half away with six, seven, eight. Yeah.
And that fits in with the 8 weeks as well. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just going to leave that for Tina. You know, maybe you'll work through this and decide to venture out and, you know, just have a good time. There's no need to be serious or anything like that. You know, you can always take your time, but there are guys out there for you. They're showing up in the cards. So I just had to say that real quick, Cooch, and we'll go to
no,
a,
I'm glad you said
call.
That. That's great.
Oh, by the way, did you finish your latest book off to
I,
the
it,
publishers?
It's in Schiffer's hands, and I've got to critique the cover for it. And you're
mm-hmm.
in you're prominently displayed in the beginning of the book, and yeah, so it's
oh, wow.
it's in the Schiffer lineup, and I'm not allowed
that's
to really
so awesome.
Share too much. And they say until they say it's time to share, I can't really like say too much about it because they have a thing about keeping everything quiet until it's about ready to come out, and then they start saying okay, start promoting.
So you don't have a publication date then, do you? Or do you?
I think probably within a year. But, you know, that's a good question.
Oh.
I think I'm gonna write to Schiffer, say,
yeah.
Okay, I've already had to critique the first galley, and I've gotten to review the cover. So, I mean, they're coming along. Hopefully not too far.
Are
but
we
my,
allowed
my
to reveal
Oracle
the title
deck,
yet, or do we have... Do we have
we
to
have
wait
to, we
on
have
the
to wait
title?
To reveal the, we have to wait to
gotcha.
Reveal the title.
Okay. And what were you going to say about your Oracle deck, though?
But my Oracle deck is supposed to be coming out in the physical world in a month. So I'm, like, kind of waiting, hoping, crossing fingers.
Oh.
That one's going to be Sacred Mysteries, the Chakra Oracle, and it's available for pre pre-sales on Amazon. It's a beautiful oracle deck. So that's
well, there you
that's
go,
coming
folks.
Out.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. We're going to have to do an interview with you and just talk about the oracle and everything like that, you know. Or maybe you want to do it on Cosmic Cafe. Cooch also has another show, Cosmic Cafe, and that's on one Sunday a month around, let's see, 1 p.m. Pacific. So that's 4 p.m. Eastern. In fact, we're doing one next Sunday. We have one scheduled. And it's
thanks
normally
to
the.
Yeah.
Thanks normally,
to
what we're
to
doing
you could
is.
Do one more. Why don't you do one more?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
We want to get you in there, you know, for the month. But normally it's the second Sunday. You'll find Cosmic Coffee, Cooch's Cosmic Coffee, and it's 1 p.m. Pacific Time, U.S. And then the fourth Sunday is Tarot de Amor. And this is the first one. Oh, my God.
Yay.
We're having so much fun. Let's
as long
see.
As we can
we'll
stay
go back.
Up.
Yeah,
I
can pumping
keep
full of
awake.
Coffee. Yeah, yeah. I'm pumping
I feel like
full
I'm,
of coffee
I'm
here, folks.
Being really mean to you, Dax, making you stay up so late.
No. Oh. It's only in a month. If it was, you know, every night, yeah. But, you know, one Sunday a month I think we can handle. And I'm drinking my Diet Coke, which has caffeine in it. trying to keep things going here, folks. And let me give out the phone number again, Cooch, 714-816-4628. I forgot to mention you could join us in the chat room, too. I'm in there by myself. Cooch was in there. Now she's not even in there. So it's psychetalk.net/live, and it's good for all of our shows 7 days a week. You can join us in the chat room. The player's there on the page, the call-in number. Everything's at psychetalk.net/live. Just go there each day and you'll see when the next live show is, okay? So join us in the chat room because you can chat with us in there. Tell us what you think of the new show. Ask us questions about love, romance, get a mini reading, whatever you want, right from the chat room at psychetalk.net/live. And I'll check back in there in a little bit. Meanwhile, give us a call, 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. Otherwise, we won't know you want to be live on air. We'll just assume you're listening. Okay, so who's been waiting the longest, Cooch? It looks like area code 323. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
I think they dropped.
They fell asleep, maybe.
No, you know what happened? I clicked to bring their mic live, and just as I did that, it flashed across my screen. Caller 323 has dropped. So they hung up just as we were coming to them. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. Call back in, 323. I was just coming to you. That is just crazy. Okay, so we'll go to the caller that's waiting the longest after 323. It looks like area...
I want to give a shout out, Dex, to all these people that are waiting and who've managed to like call in tonight before you even get on to say hello. I just want to like send out a virtual hug to you all and say thanks for tuning in, because this is kind of a wild experiment, and
it's
thanks
an
for
experiment.
Letting thanks for letting us know that you're interested in a nighttime show.
Absolutely, absolutely. So area code 209, you're live on Psychic Talk with Cooch Daniels, author Cooch Daniels,
and Dax.
It's Tarot de Amor. Yep. What's your name?
Hello,
where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from California. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
You have a question about
Glad
love.
To have you.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm 47. I was married a while ago, a long time ago, for 13 years, divorced now about 11 years, and I've dated off and on, and just got out of almost a year ago, I got out of a relationship that wasn't going anywhere. So I've been doing the online thing all this last year, and, you know, every single date I go on, it's like I feel like I meet a great guy or a nice guy, but I just don't feel a connection. And it's like I'm breaking all of these hearts, you know, but I don't feel like I want to just settle. And so my question is, do you see anything you know, coming into my future, because I do want to get married again someday and have that fairy tale, you know, and have a companion for the rest of my life. But it just seems like it's really hard to get there.
The first thing I'm going to say is change that thought, because if you're saying it's really hard to get there, you're projecting a belief that is putting the brakes on you getting there very fast.
Yep.
So you want to okay. try to, when you hear yourself say that, you remind mm-hmm. yourself that that's how it used to be, but now you're trusting that you can magnetize someone, and it's going to be really flowing in a kind of like a rapid in a river, and you're moving really fast towards the next really, really good person in your life. So try to just remember that you don't want to put out a negative belief about what your process is, because that'll
okay.
definitely help. And then I was
okay.
going to ask Dax if he would like to pull cards this time, since I was I misstepped mm-hmm. the last one, and I forgot to honor that you love to pull cards just as much as I do. So do you want to pull a card first?
Well, no, this is your show. You know, I was just going to let you pull all the cards, but I'm happy to pull some cards too and see what's going on out there for Elizabeth.
Okay, you want to do that first?
I'm shuffling.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
oh,
why don't we get into I was doing some things. I was doing some things in the background. You know, I'm producing
the
show.
Are you multitasking again?
Yeah, I was off on Twitter and Facebook promoting the show. You know, it's a brand new show. People don't even know we're on. So I'm out there putting out posts on Twitter and Facebook and trying to get everybody to come join the party here, you know. And I also have double duty because I'm looking in our chat room to see, you know, who's popping in and if they have questions and stuff like that. So I really didn't get the question. You know, I mean, what am I supposed to be pulling cards on? So, Liz, what's the real question again?
So my question is do you see love coming into my future soon?
Okay. I get the feeling that might be a lot of the questions, Cooch, coming in.
Well, we should just record
an
answer then.
Yeah.
It's a love
yeah.
show, Dax. We should make it like a meet and greet where like one person can
mm-hmm.
meet another person on the show. Oh, I just had a reading with someone who matches your energy. But we'll have
yeah.
to get some guys to match
there
the women,
go.
But
yeah. Hey Liz, I don't know. Has there been any issues with things in the past? Anything like love triangles, that kind of thing?
No, the last relationship I was in, that was almost 2 years, the gentleman
mm-hmm.
had children and didn't want to make a commitment because the children didn't want to see dad happy. So, it was too much drama, and at my age at 47, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere.
That explains it. That's what the third party is. Because, you know, I was referring to a third party. A lot of times, it doesn't have to be the other woman. It could be the other family, the kids. But that was showing up in my cards. That's why I asked about that, okay? And, however, there are a few people showing up. Ooh, I like this. Oh, and the sun card. Well, you can't get better. You can't get better than the sun card. I mean, that's the ultimate, hope. There, when you got the sun shining like that, you know, of course the star card is traditionally the hope card, but I see the sun as hope as well, you know. And two people are showing up, the King of Cups and the Page of Swords. Okay, so pages tend to be younger individuals. So this could be somebody that's chronologically younger than you, or it could be somebody that just has a young outlook on life, or the attributes of the Page of Swords, which is somebody with, you know, grace, dexterity, diplomatic, discerning, a great negotiator, penetrating insight, curiosity, can be aloof, you know, a little bit, tends to be objective, that kind of a person. And because it's swords, we're talking about the air signs. So probably a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarius. In fact, when this card comes up, it's the card that I identify with because I'm Gemini. And then the one is King of represents Cups emotions. Okay, so this person is, because it's a king, you know, potentially the same age as you or a little bit older, either chronologically or mature wise. And
he's hot.
You know, it's somebody that he's hot. He's hot. You know, typically somebody more liberal, artistic bent, shrewd, you know, successful, considerate, not easily read or understood, but they're very emotionally stable, these Kings of Cups, okay? And because it's cups in the water, I'm going to say the water sign, potentially a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. So, you know, it's actually looking pretty good. But let's get the Master on here. We're going to get Cooch to pull a card and see what she gets.
I thought you were being the Master. That was really good. But I have one disagreement with you. You said you got, like, the best card for positive read on finding love. But I got the positive, most positive mm-hmm. card for a positive reading on love because I pulled the Ace of Cups for you, Elizabeth.
Oh, can't get better than that.
You can't get better than that because Ace of Cups is, like, planting seeds for love and creating a new relationship or finding someone who really takes you to a new level in understanding what love is all about. It's kind of like the hand of fate comes down and just kind of like picks you up and puts you where you need to be to find someone that's going to deepen your emotional experience. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I think with the Ace of Cups,
you're
definitely going to find love and happiness, and just know that there's somebody out there that's going to be right for you.
That's awesome. Like, yeah, I'm manifesting, so I'm hoping. I'm hoping, and you know, that I draw, attract the right person in.
Do you see yourself manifesting that perfect person? Because
clear on that. You know, I always tell people to do the exercise where you write down the attributes of what you want in a relationship, what you want as far as the individual, you know, not a specific person, but the attributes, and get that down on paper. There's something magic, you know, don't use your pad or your phone or your computer. Use an actual old-fashioned piece of paper and a pencil or pen because there's something magical about journaling. There's something magical about actually writing it down on paper. This is how I want my next relationship, and this is what he's like, and this is what we're doing together, and what does it look like and smell like and feel like and taste like. I mean, all the senses, just get everything in there, and that'll help with the manifestation process.
Well, so I have a question around that really quick then. So I do that already. Is that something that when I journal, do I journal those thoughts and feelings every day, or do I just journal that and go back and just read? Because I find myself sometimes I'll go back a few weeks, a few months, and read what I wrote and rewrite things. Is it normal to just write what I feel every day?
Yes and no. I mean, writing it down, you know, in the first place and then reading it, but, you know, not every other week or so. You do it every single day. In fact, you know, you do it when you wake up in the morning and you do it at night before you go to sleep. If you feel you look at the list and you feel like you have something new that you want to add to it, you just add to it. And it's a good exercise actually to add to the list. And what I tell people to do is, okay, you get another sheet of paper. And on that sheet of paper, you go back over all the garbage and you write down everything that you disliked about previous relationships and people that you were involved with and what happened in the relationships. And then you think, okay, each one of the exact 100% of that, and then of the list, you see. And so that way you're constantly adding to the list. You're constantly narrowing in on exactly, you know, I always give the analogy of the GPS. So the universe is like a giant GPS. You don't need to know the hows or the places or the people or the things, right? It's going to put all that in your path and get you there. But what it needs is you got to put in an exact address into the GPS, and then you put the car in gear and you start going, and it's going to tell you which way to turn and where to go and everything. It's going to give you all the hows. But you got to have the exact address. You know, if you don't put the exact address in, it's not going to get you there, you know. So that's what you're doing. You're putting the exact address in when you're getting really crystal clear on what you want. And you can keep adding to it. You can add to it every day. You can add to it once a week or a couple times a week, you know. But the main thing is to sit with that list. And I'm not talking about, you know, do an hour meditation every day. I'm talking about, you know, take 5 minutes. You wake up in the morning. You have it on your nightstand. You look at it for 5 minutes and just do some deep belly breathing there. And then maybe at night before you go to sleep, you notice it on your night table. Oh, yeah, the list. And you just go through the list again. And that way it's on your mind as you're going to sleep, and you're programming your dreams to help you out with this, see?
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've always wanted to ask and get clarity on that. So that really helps me. Thank you. Thank you both.
I'm going to create some confusion for you because I have a little bit of a different I agree with like 99% of what Dax has just said, but I also have a different way of going about it. So this will give you you can juggle.
Well, then it's not really a disagreement, Cooch. You just have a different way of doing it, which is perfectly fine. There's many ways to get up the mountain.
Okay, well, I'll give you a different way to get up the mountain. Is once you're trying to manifest something and you have it really clear in your mind, and if you write it down, you're putting more of your emotion into it and giving it more energy, more power. But then you can do something like in your mind's eye, like hand that list to an angel or to your guardian or to your muse and ask, or to an ancestor, and you can ask them to help you find this person. And don't over obsess with your list, because if you over obsess, it becomes a very logical process, and what you're trying to do is tune into your magical power of manifestation. So when you put something out to the universe, you have to trust that it can be heard by the universe, and you don't want to be like repeating it over and over and over again, because you don't have to be redundant. You just have to be really clear and put it out there in a really positive way. But if you want to change things or add new things, then go for it. But I don't know about – I think Dax is a Gemini and I'm a Libra, so we're both air signs.
No, and I'm a Sagittarius.
Well, there you go. Sagittarius is fire, and you're talking to air, and two people who are air signs, and air kind of like ignites fire, gets it going a little faster. So, you know, you can take your pick with how you do it, but don't over-obsess. And you want to just try to trust your ability to manifest. That's very key.
Okay, perfect. No, thank you. You both have given me some good pointers, and I definitely will follow. So I really appreciate both of your time and also for taking my call tonight.
Yay! Thank you for calling.
You have a great rest of, well, there's not much of the weekend left. I mean, in fact, depending on where you are, it's already Monday, which is like
I think
not
she said she was in California. She's got more hours to go.
She got a little bit left, just a little bit left. Okay. So we still have some more room there, folks, on the caller queue. If you want to call in at 714-816-4628. Remember, press number 1 on your dial pad when you get through. And coming up, we have, let's see, area code 347. We've got area code 216. Everybody hang in there for a second, though, because we are at the bottom of the hour. We need to do the bottom of the hour break and let you know about some of the other great shows coming up on the network. Like I said, 7 days a week. I'm just going to give you a couple of them here coming up. But you can go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming. And you can see all the shows coming up over the next several days. So tomorrow is Monday, June 24th, and we have two shows. So here we are, 10 p.m. at night, and this is going to be 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. The Rooms in Our Home, Path to Self-Love on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with host Janice Fuchs, licensed clinical social worker. And then at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, Are You Listening to Your Intuition on the Compassionate Light show with Catherine Hahn. Then Tuesday, June 25th, Rose Fullhorse will be on the Power of Three show, and we're going to be chatting about the number three. You know, if you've ever wanted to know why her show is called The Power of Three, tune in this Tuesday, Discover the Power of Three. And of course, she's a psychic medium. Tuesdays are our mediumship show. If you want to connect with the other side, that's the best show to call in on. And it's a little bit earlier. It's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to be on with Charlotte Kornberg, one of our newer hosts, and Sharona Rapsik is going to be guest co-hosting with us, and we're just going to do open lines all show long. So that's some of the great shows coming up. Go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming, and you'll be able to see all the shows coming up. And don't forget, next Sunday, Cooch's Cosmic Cafe, this time at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, with your host, the fabulous Cooch Daniels.
With Dak.
Here. And we're going to go back. No, I'm not gonna, I'm going to be in Chicago that day. I won't be able to do the show, but you'll be okay by yourself, Cooch.
Great. Who's going to run the board, or
just
are you going to teach me how this week?
I'm just kidding. We better teach you
how.
Oh,
Dax.
Yeah.
I didn't know you kidded. I didn't know you were a joker. You're
of course,
playing with my mind here.
I have double
here.
Three energy. I'm a 33/6 life path, and I got that double three energy. And three is creativity and communication. It's also the number of the comedian. So I got double that actually. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Alrighty,
you've got good juju.
Yeah. Let's see who else is out there. I'm going to give out that phone number again, 714-816-4628. And I do see some people joining us in the chat room finally at psychetalk.net/live. And remember, you can ask questions in there, but we would love to chat with you on the phone lines. And let's see, I don't have an area code for this one, so I'm just going to say, hello, caller, you're live on Psychic Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Yes, it's you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi,
what's your
Karen.
Name? Where are you calling from?
Karen from New York.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen from New York.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Thank you. This is a little bit of a different question, maybe.
How exciting.
No, maybe I'm not sure you'll feel that way.
Suspense. What's your question?
I lost my love on Thursday night.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Succumbed to a valiant fight against leukemia. Anyway, so what would be the message or whatever for me going forward or whatever?
That's great. Yeah, we could pull a card and see what message is coming through.
My heart message to you is to know that he's still with you. It's just that he's on the other side. You haven't lost him. You're still united. So you try to talk to him through your heart. Because he's with you in your heart, and he's probably holding you from the other side. When people pass, they don't just disappear. And his love is going to be being sent to you on a regular basis, just as if you were still together in the physical world. But he's absent. So just know that you can send your thoughts to him and send your love to him, and he's not going to leave you. At some point he might be, you both may disconnect more because of not having the ability to be in the physical world together, but
you still have him. And I'm very sorry that you had to go through that. That's really, really sad. And Dex, I heard you saying you wanted to pull a card, so did you pull a card?
I never just pull one card. I always pull a lot of cards. But what I'm going to say is the Tower card showed up, of course, to reflect the situation. You know, and your initial, all of us, when this happens, you know, our initial response is the Tower card. It's the unexpected, you know, tragic circumstances, sudden change, unexpected events, and we see it as a disaster in our minds. I mean, the image in the card is a disaster, you know. But right next to it is the Ten of Cups, this idyllic, wonderful family life with you know, idyllic scene with the house in the background and the rainbow, you know, and that's where he is. Not gone, just dimensionally changed and in a much better place, you know. So this card is showing up to remind you of that. And then in addition, the tarot is showing me the Queen of Cups. So showing you actually as the Queen of Cups. And the message from that is getting in touch with your intuitive side, seeking out the healing arts, because there's a lot out there that can help you with this in multiple ways. Everything from energy healing to, I just mentioned, Rose on the Tuesday show. You can call in on Tuesday and talk to Rose. The other message, you know, is a lot coming through from just that one card. And part of it is, it is a romantic card. You know, it has the romance and the emotions there. Cups card, of course, it's going to be emotions. But it is talking about psychic skills and abilities and meditation. And it's the message that I'm getting from that is that just know that the suggestion from the cards is this is what you should be doing now. And when you go into those quiet spaces, he's going to be there and you're going to get messages. And that's what's coming through as a message for you. I hope that helped you out some. I know it's really rough, Karen.
Yeah, well, I've been into that anyway, meditation and
great.
Trying to open. I kind of put it on hold the past few months when things got intense. I would also have been his caregiver and been very stressful,
yeah.
So I wasn't doing anything spiritual for a while. But I don't really know, you know, what talents I have or if I do. Sometimes
exactly.
I feel like I things in my mind, but then I feel it's my my overactive mind.
Well, that's the strong message, the strong feeling I'm getting from this spread is that the cards are saying, okay, this is the time. This is the time to go back into that and just start working on that and go down that path and see what emerges. Because you do have skills, and also just, you know, kind of a message of comfort that, you know, here's this idyllic scene, that's where he is, and then in these quiet spaces, when you're practicing and when you're meditating and you're in that quiet space, it's just a message from the cards or a message from the universe that he's going to show up. And of course, he's always there, but it's gonna be even more obvious to you when you're in those quiet times. So that's the message that's coming through. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay, thank you.
And we wish
that's
you the
great.
Best, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good luck
that
to you.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Karen. And Cooch, you know, that's, you know, doing a show like this, Tarot de Amor, that's the other side of the coin. That's the other types of calls and questions that you're going to get, right?
I would imagine with so many different situations that there's going to be a lot of situations that, you know, some of them are more challenging and difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
had actually pulled the Chariot card for Karen, and you know.
Oh yeah.
So
she's still on the line. She can hear you.
Well, the Chariot is you have to balance the yin and the yang, places where you're going to be remembering the joy, and other times when you're going to be feeling the loss. And you know, there's nobody who can tell you how to navigate through the sea of emotions that this kind of situation brings up. But you know, just try to really be steady within yourself that you're moving forward to a new you and a new creation of your life. You don't have to rush to make choices or do things new, but try to just be, as Dax was saying, connecting with your inner self to be able to really hear what you need to do and be very gentle with yourself, because this is kind of a turbulent time for most people, and you just want to get through it the best you can, and it's all up to you. It's in your hands. But good luck to you, Karen.
Absolutely. Awesome. Okay. Ooh, people are just calling in here, Cooch. It's great. We still got some time left in the show here. And,
oh, good.
You know, when Cooch and I got on tonight, you know, we were thinking, is anybody even going to show up? Because
I didn't have time to promote.
And not only that, it's, you know, just people are not used to us being on at this time. And
I think
they're
love
all
at
here
night is really hot.
Dax,
yeah. I'm telling you, love at night is really hot. That's when people open up on all levels. I mean, think about it. Most people spend time with their lovers more time at night than any other time. And when you don't have a lover, that's when you feel that you need one more than any other time, because we don't want to be alone when we go to bed at night. We don't want to be alone. But for all the people that are in line or who've called in, just hang in there and be really clear that you're gonna make the best choices in your love life to have the best love life ever.
Awesome. And by the way, before we go to the next caller, I just wanted to mention that you can go over to Cooch's page on the website, psychetalk.net/Cooch, and it's KOOCH, psychetalk.net/Cooch. You can communicate with her in between shows. You can book a private reading that way as well. For me, I normally send you to my Dax page, which you're more than welcome to go to the page and read up on me and check things out. But I have a huge sale going on right now for the month of June, because it's my birth month and
happy
it
birthday
is Pride
to
month.
You.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dax.
And so, thank you very much. Yeah, it was last weekend, and it's also Pride month all month long. And so you can go over to psychetalk.net/pride and go check out my sale. I've got tarot readings for $27. I've got numerology reports discounted down to $27, or you can get both for $47. I've got my tarot course. I've got certification. I've got everything on sale over at psychetalk.net/pride. Go check it out. In fact, I had a bunch of readings today and reports to do. People are really taking advantage of the sale, and I'm really excited about that. So if you want to get a private session with me, it's never going to be lower than that. $27. psychetalk.net/pride. Go check
God,
that
out. I might
out.
Have to go to your site.
I know. Of course, you won't need the certification. We've already certified you as a tarot master. So, oh, well, I guess we can certify you as a grandmaster now.
No,
well,
I meant so I could get a reading from you, Dax.
I know what you meant, but it's like that's kind of silly. You don't need a reading from me. You can pull your own cards, and you got your own deck coming out now. Ooh, Oracle cards. Can't wait for that.
Me either. I'm when is it going to come out? I want it so bad.
I know.
I'm not a patient person.
On my deck.
I'm
I have
not
a deck
patient
in,
about
– We notice that you're not patient. Yeah, we notice that. But I'm working on a deck too. I've been working on it for 10 years. And, you know, some decade it'll come out, probably about 2030. Look for it in bookstores at the year 2030, folks. Look at
Dax, I hate to tell you, mine took 22 years.
Woo!
Yeah, 22 years. Strangely enough, I thought, isn't that interesting that the universe would give me a 22 on it?
Yes, the master builder number. It's so apropos. Oh, by the way, I did want to mention, as long as I'm on here with Cooch and you call in, if you want to know what personal year you're in your personal year, 9-year cycle, just let me know. I'll put your birth date in the calculator and let you know. Okay, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 347.
Dax, use your intuition. Who has the most intense emotional question?
I don't know. I just take the calls in the order that they come in. Hi, what's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City, and my name is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Oh, we're doing great.
I was looking through the upcoming radio shows, and I noticed that you were on this morning at 1 a.m. my time here.
Yeah, it's almost
cool.
2 a.m. now. Boy, you're up late.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, they have a lot of delis that are open in New York at late night delis. I would expect a lot of people from New York to be calling.
Oh God, I'm
yes.
dying for a Reuben right now. You had to mention
me
deli.
Too.
You can get
me
one.
Too. Oh, a Reuben with
you'll
love.
You'll be able to get one. Right now, there's a deli down the block that's open 24 hours.
I want to come. Mm. Oh my God, can you deliver?
I sure can.
We'll give you a
Cooch
really good
San
reading.
Francisco,
if you can deliver
and
a Reuben.
I'm in Tucson, Arizona, so it's like, oh my God.
How is the weather there?
Oh, it's blistering hot here in Tucson. In fact, right now it's actually, if I look at my, handy dandy, wonderful phone that tells us everything here, it says it's still 80 degrees out there.
Oh wow, sounds
at
awesome.
11 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but not when it's 120. It was. Oh, my God, it was 120.
But
early.
Not when you're so hot as Dax. Dax is so hot, so to be in a hot climate, it's like, oh, my God, Dax.
Well, see, that's
yeah.
what happened. I arrived in Tucson, and I turned it into a desert because I was so hot.
Oh, baby.
Turn on the AC.
So tell us your name again because I spaced out.
Lisa.
It's Lisa.
Lisa. Lisa, what
What's
is
your question?
Question
for us? Yeah.
I'm trying to decide, should I ask a question about right now I'm doing me, okay? The focus is just on me getting things together. So should I ask about my love life or should I ask about, you know, currently what's going on with career? What do you want to answer?
Oh, career, no. This is only about love.
Yeah, well,
we gotta do love.
Again.
We're only doing love here.
Okay.
We're only
unless
doing
you have
love.
A love question about your career.
Yes, I do. I have a
love question
love.
About your career?
Well, you know, I'll just stick to the love.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
So the thing, yes. So I am single, and I pick up the energy of someone that I might meet. I'm not sure about him. I meet they're both established. Okay. One might be younger and one might be older. But then, I don't know, it seems like one of them are judging me. I'm not sure which one it is, and that, like, irks me.
Oh.
But we haven't met yet, but I pick up the energy, yeah. So I'm not sure what the cards would say. Should I date someone younger than me that's well established?
I got the answer
or someone
already.
A little older?
Ooh.
Got
well,
the
what's
answer
your
already. Accent?
What is it?
So the answer is it is the older gentleman, and it's going to be a huge celebration, this one, okay? And it's going to be a huge transition for you. He's showing up in the form of the King of Swords, and the other fellow is not even showing up. So I know that that's the message they want to get through to you. And I don't know if you picked up on the energy real specific for this person, but because he's showing up as the King of Swords, I'm going to say air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, a little bit older.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I see him showing
cool.
up. And then there's and then there's the Three of Cups, and then there's the Four of Wands. I mean, it's just celebration,
party
celebration,
time.
Things happening. Oh, my God. Looks really good. What are you getting, Cooch?
Well, I got the Knight of Pentacles, so I'm thinking somebody
Ooh.
who moves forward at a pretty rapid clip, down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody maybe at work or who might be distracted by work, so you have to be pretty involved to keep him interested, so he doesn't say, "I've got to go to work." I have too much
oh.
to do. So make sure that you're keeping a lot of interesting dialogues going with this person to invite him into your life more so he's not worried about
mm-hmm.
what he should be doing at work instead.
I see. Okay. I'm going to have to do another reading once I meet him because, yeah, I hear you. So you're going to have to give me more advice.
Oh, well, I also get the Sun card, which is positive energy. So just stay really positive. But it sounds
okay,
like you really are positive, so.
I am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am. I try to. Well, I am. Yes, I have to be.
That's always an attractant.
Ooh.
Okay. Awesome.
But
awesome.
I also
I
think you're
it.
Very luscious.
Very what, I'm sorry?
Luscious.
Oh, yeah.
Luscious.
luscious means delicious.
It's, luscious Lisa. Luscious Lisa.
Yes, Lisa. I like that name. loves love.
We just gave you a new nickname
luscious.
There, Lisa. Luscious.
I love
so
it.
So next time you call in, you just go, "Hi, this is Luscious calling."
I
oh
will
gosh.
Definitely do that. Luscious, I love it.
Awesome.
Well, we'll know who it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yes.
Well, thanks for calling in, Lisa. We got
no,
to
it's luscious.
Some more calls in.
Yes, it's Luscious. That's right, Zach. It's Luscious.
It's Luscious, Zach. Not it's her new name.
And you have a great great week, Lisa.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
All righty.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Okay.
I think we could give people their love names, you know, like their soul essence.
Their love name.
Their love names. It's like Luscious.
Their soul name.
Their soul-y Luscious and delicious.
Remember Soul Train? I don't know. I'm just having flashbacks to the 70s. So, sorry, folks. Well, I just had my birthday, so, you know, things like that happen. Oh, wow. So we probably have time to take some more calls. I just want to mention we're on 7 days a week. Most of our shows, of course, are not this late, and they are hovering around, you know, 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Pacific, you know, right around there, you know, 1 p.m. Eastern or 2 p.m. Eastern U.S. time there. And so we're on 7 days a week. All you got to do is wake up in the morning and open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/live and you'll see when the next show is. And we have shows on Monday and Tuesday. I'll be back on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you want to call in, if we don't get to your call today, remember you could call in all week long. And it's the same number, 714-816-4628. Oh, my God, it sounds like Cooch is dying there in the background.
Oh, God, can you hear that? I'm dying. I am dying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to stay
mute
alive.
Button.
But
mute button is your friend. Just hit mute. I don't know if you have mute on the phone. But anyway, we're going to go to, let's see.
Good one.
Who's been waiting the longest? We're going to area code 216. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 216. Are you there? You're live on Psychic Talk, going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to put you back on hold. We'll come back to you later. We're going to go to area code 863. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Angela from Florida.
Ooh, Florida.
How are you doing?
It's hot.
It's hot here too. I feel you, hon.
It's
we
only gonna
to
get
be
hotter
hot because it's the love show. It's supposed to be hot. Oh, anyway.
Just hanging around the air vibe.
I just wanted a general reading because my love life has kind of been on the, I don't know, so maybe just any ideas of where it might go.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, right off the bat, there's hope. I'm getting the star card. What are you getting, Cooch?
Okay, I'm trying to get there, but I'm going to tell you right now, I have got the Two of Swords. You want to be more
like
social. Don't be introverted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two of Swords is you could be too analytical or thinking too much about things instead of just being open and receptive. What are you getting, Dad?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I got the star card, so there's hope. But the judgment
stars, great.
Yeah, but the judgment card shows up, and it's kind of in alignment with what you were just talking about. So the judgment card is the cosmic wake-up call. It's when the universe reaches out with a wet mackerel and smacks you across the face, Angela, and says, wake up, okay? And so exactly what Cooch was saying is the direction you need to go in. And then once you do that, guess what? Ace of Cups shows up. New love.
Yay
romance
for the Ace of Cups.
Yes. And I'm getting, let me see if I get a person here. Okay, I'm getting an older person, or at least maybe not necessarily chronologically older, but a little more mature maybe, or something along those lines. I'm getting strong Aries energy. I'm going to say Aries.
Aries is good.
Okay. That's what I'm getting there. So be on the lookout for that guy.
Do you connect with Aries regularly? I mean, is that one of your signs that you know you're compatible with?
They're usually – I've gotten along with Aries, and they're pretty strong and, you know, stable. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy's very stable and very strong. Very strong, stable, emotionally stable as well as financially stable. Everything's stable with this dude. You're going to love
good.
It.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling
in. I appreciate
in,
you guys.
That's great.
Thank you.
There's somebody hanging around, though, from the past. I get there's somebody from the past.
Oh, really?
Still, is there somebody in your past that's still hanging on, you're hanging on to a little bit?
Oh, let's ask Angela.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Because, see, that is going to, if you're, like, reaching for new love, if you're still holding on to the past, you're not going to be so receptive to the new. So my sense is you've got to figure out what you're doing with the past relationship.
I don't know what I'm doing with the past. I'm retarded when it comes to the past.
Well,
something's wrong.
If you're still holding on to that person too much or thinking about them too much, it slows down you reaching for somebody in the present or the future. So you can maybe
try
to.
I was in a very abusive relationship, and it was 5 years, and it was very, very rough and hard to. The abuse was terrible. Like, I was in the hospital. It was really bad.
Mm.
Ooh. Put some angel energy in your bedroom, because you spend a lot of time thinking before going to bed about love and about past relationships. So put angel energy for protection and being able to tune into really spiritual or high energy discrimination in when you're communicating with people who you're attracted to, so that your heart is going to be protected. So my sense is you need to do more protection around your inner quest and your quest for love. And if you believe in angels, or you know, maybe it's fairies or whatever, but try to
believe in angels and God, yeah.
Well, try to bring them in around your bed or at night. Put them, you know, when you light a candle before you go to sleep, possibly to call in angel energy, because then you're going to be calling in like healers, guides, protective energy, which you need to be more focusing on that kind of connection instead of what you went through with that past relationship that was so painful, especially if you had to go to the hospital. I've worked with women who were violently abused by lovers, and it's really, really rough. And
awful. It was awful.
So
you
have to look at how
do
you heal a little bit to let go of that, but also to be able to reach for love again. You've got to feel confident that you can protect your energy. And I think if you connect with angels and try to commune inwardly with your power to be discriminating in the next relationship so that you don't get hurt again, and try to ask for the cosmos, the force to protect you, that you'll be more open to reaching for love again.
Okay.
And good
Thank
luck
you
to
so
you.
Much.
Yeah,
Thank
good
you.
Luck to you.
Good
Have
luck,
a good night,
Angela.
You guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Good luck.
Hope your week turns out good, because, folks, Monday is like upon us.
It's
here,
happening.
You know?
Monday is right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm having a little trouble here with our power went out and just came back on. So I'm having a little bit of problems with the internet here.
Well, I think we've done pretty good for having problems with the internet.
Yeah, the switchboard stopped working. And so I have to wait for the internet to come back here, and then we'll be able to continue on here. I know we're actually past the end of the show.
Yeah, we're over the hour.
We're
but we
over
didn't
the
get
hour.
To say goodbye.
Right. Hang on just a second as we get the switchboard back here. And we have time. I don't know if you have time, if you want to take another call, or are you ready to sign off, or what's
well,
your pleasure
Jack,
there?
Since you're in control of the button, what kind of
mm-hmm.
button do you want to push? Do you want to push the keep going button or the turn off button? Or do you just want to push the love button?
The love button, the love button.
The
well,
love cosmic button.
Let's go back to that area code 216 that didn't pick up and see if they pick up this time here. Let's see. Hello, caller, are you there? 216? Area code 216? Nope. Doesn't look like they're picking up. Okay.
That's the ghost number.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang up on that line, and we're going to go over to, let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 801.
Ooh,
hello, 801.
Where's that?
I don't know.
That
who's 801?
Is Utah.
Utah! Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God. It sounds like Charlotte.
It is.
Oh, my
God.
Charlotte.
Hey, I almost missed it. I was like, oh, crap. I almost missed her show because I was doing crystal stuff. And then I was like, oh, no. So I'm calling in to say good job, what I heard of it.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm just going to go for it, Cooch. What do you see in my love life, my dear?
Before you even ask that question, I was seeing the importance for you to do some kind of art, because you've got all this creative energy and it just feels like you're tapping more into it, and to really play with your artistic dreams and start putting more energy into doing things that enable you to express your artistic potency. But if you want me to pull a card for you, well, hey, here I am looking through my cards. Charlotte, love life. Oh my God, let's see now. Dun da da da.
And while you're doing that, it's so funny that you said that about the creative thing, because one of the things I was doing just before I called in, I was working on my logo for my tarot holes.
Ooh.
which is, you know, kind of our
very creative.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what's coming through is this really strong creative energy. I'm going, wow, you need to tap more into that, because that's going to give you a lot of pleasure and will really help you find happiness. And the question about love, and which card is it? It's the Ace of Swords. Well, the Ace of Swords is kind of like a rebirth of your conscious desire for love. So really look at what are you putting out in your mind, or, you know, what are you focusing on right now? Because the Ace of Swords is kind of like, can you create like a regeneration, or give your attitude about love a facelift, so that you have more like, this is how I want to present myself in relation to love. And I think with the Ace of Swords, anything is possible. It's like the power of the mind just can take you right to the goal that you're setting. So be really optimistic about the goal you're setting. But I feel like you've got to like put it more in and put your dreams and your goals in a more unified, harmonious package. So look at your belief system and try to really take it up a notch in relation to finding love and how you present yourself in relation to socializing, flirting, showing a little shoulder, you know, just being really like more open, because I get that you're a little bit of a hermit.
I am a complete hermit. I'm happy.
Well, how are you
going to
find love if you're a hermit?
Well, the town I live in is really not conducive to showing a little shoulder. But I will say,
synchronicities
that have popped. if they don't stone me to death for my oracle cards, for my angel readings, and Anyway, no, it's not that bad. But the synchronicities are really interesting, because just like the last few days, I have finally felt comfortable enough to say, I am ready and open for love. So, and that really is a huge...
A rebirth.
Yeah, it's a huge flip in my thinking. And so, for that card to come up and for you to explain it like that, I think is so cool and synchronistic that...
Like you, Charlotte, cool and synchronistic.
Yeah.
And the tax caught your number without realizing it was your number until it was too late. It was like, oh, my God, Charlotte, I talk to Charlotte every day.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I caught
I was just funning her because I knew it was her number.
Oh, he must really love you. He could. He has a choice of hanging up.
There's only 801 that calls in. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dax must really love you, because it's like going on midnight his time. So hey, he's staying up past his Betty Bye time for you, Charlotte.
Well, it's after midnight here, so.
Right. Yeah, it's 11. It's 11:13. And I just wanted to tell you before you go off, Charlotte, that I got the Strength card. That's self-esteem and confidence. And, you know, it just popped in my head. It's like, you got to do some hypnosis sessions with Charlotte for confidence and self-esteem. And the other thing that showed up in the cards is the Knight of Cups. So
woo!
That's looking really good.
Woo!
Now, a warning show up. A warning did show up in my spread. Okay, it's talking about the potential of, you know, anything from the past coming in, and it's saying a big no-no on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if that's even a possibility, but if anybody shows up on your doorstep from the past, you know, just close the door again and walk away, walk back into the house. Because right next to that, because I'm getting, you know, the Six of Cups for that coming in, and then right next to it is the Tower card. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a total disaster. don't even go down that path. You want new love, and the Knight of Cups is showing up to indicate that that's a big possibility, especially if you can work on the Strength card. You can work on that self-esteem and that confidence. And, you know, potentially the Knight of Cups card might also be indicating the individual, like a Cancer, a Scorpio, Pisces, because it's water, but not necessarily. But I'm just going to throw that out there, too. Hope that helped you out, Char. Glad you decided to go for it.
And it's funny that you warned me about the guy from the past, because remember, I don't know if you remember me asking Stephanie about a specific person from my past who all of a sudden has been, like, showing all sorts of interest in my Facebook posts. And I'm like, why is this guy doing this? I kind of had a feeling. And she's like, I don't get a good feeling about him, Charlotte.
Yeah.
He wants back into
the
your life.
The cards are saying a big no-no.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Big no-no.
Yeah.
Big no-nos can be really attractive. I don't know, Dax, when you say big no-no. I'm like, yeah, where is he? What does he look like?
Only if
challenge.
It's the fastest of flings.
Him.
Just a quick little romp, and then it's on to seriousness.
Yeah, no. He needs to stay right where he is. With his
good.
Wife that I think he's not very happy with. So.
Oh,
oh,
boy.
See, there you go.
Right?
You know, no,
I
no, it can
that.
Be very interesting trouble, but who wants to deal with trouble?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charlotte. And I'll be talking
with
you.
Well, yeah, nice to talk to you,
Wednesday.
Charlotte. That was really sweet of you to call in.
Well, I'm so glad that I didn't completely miss your show.
Me too.
And I'm actually going to set an alarm on my clock, on my calendar for your next show.
Oh,
you
my God.
You only do
it
once
I
a
did.
Month, right?
Once
you
a
do
month.
It once a month? Or
yeah.
Every, yeah.
This,
okay.
This 10 o'clock at night is going to be once a month. The love show.
The love show.
Unless
so you can
Dax falls
see,
asleep.
So everybody listening out there, you can save up all month long and then just call in with your love questions on this show.
Because we're hot. Hot to trot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited. Charlotte, I'm really excited about Wednesday, you know, having Sharona on. It's going to be fun this Wednesday.
It really is going to be fun.
What
and,
time is that?
That's... It's 2 o'clock Mountain time.
I think it's 11. No, it's 1 p.m. Eastern. No, Pacific. 4 Eastern. I always get Wednesdays
one Pacific,
confused because
2 Mountain.
Yeah,
most
of our shows
Eastern.
Are 11. Almost all the shows are 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. But Charlotte had to do her show a little bit later, and I always forget about that until it's Wednesday, and then I realize, oh, yeah, the show doesn't start till 1 my time, which is East Coast 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
All righty, Charlotte. Thanks for calling in.
Well,
thanks, Charlotte, for calling.
Well, thanks for pulling some cards for me and giving me some good advice.
You're welcome. The inaugural show
and
here. And
yeah, we need to have Cooch on our on the Wednesday show one time, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to pop in on Wednesdays. They love that show. We've had so many of our hosts come on and guest co-host Cooch because they just it's the fun show.
It is the fun show. Wednesday fun day.
Wednesday fun day.
Yay, because of you, it's all about Charlotte. It's her energy creates the vibe.
Yep.
That's right. I am
it's
the barrel
Char
of
Char
monkeys.
Show.
A barrel of monkeys. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Bye-bye, Char.
All right. See you later.
We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you on Wednesday. Oh, that was fun. I remember a long time ago, you know, I think last month she said that she promised to call in, and I didn't think she was going to make it. I'm surprised because I didn't talk to her all day today to even remind her to call in, and last minute she got in there. Okay, let's
she
go
did.
Over to 646.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hello.
Caller. What's your name?
My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Jersey.
Jersey. It's
She's
a Jersey girl.
Yes.
There's a reputation about Jersey girls, you know. You've got a hot state.
It's a hot...
I'm originally
from
New
Garden
York.
State.
Oh, okay.
New York. I'm from
New
Philly,
York,
the other
yes.
direction. Okay. Yeah. What do you want to chat about then?
So I had a question regarding a gentleman I used to date, but I had left him because things weren't working out. And now I'm starting to think about him more and wanted to see how he was doing, basically.
How he's doing.
You want to know how? Oh,
yes.
This is a voyeur reading.
Yes.
Go ahead, Cooch. Be a voyeur. You know you like it.
One of my favorite things is being a voyeur. Let me have a minute. What? Could you tell me what astrological sign he is?
He's a Scorpio, and I'm a Pisces.
Water.
Right.
A magical flow that didn't flow right. But okay, so he's still got the hots for you. Or he hasn't sorted out why you dropped him, because I picked up the card, the Eight of Swords. The Eight of Swords is being kind of all tied up and confused and not seeing what's in front of you because you're kind of looking inward and kind of stuck on something. So I'm assuming he's still stuck on the relationship. How long ago did you walk out the door?
December. So December 2018.
Not super long ago, but 6 months.
No.
Is he still trying to contact you?
No, but like sometimes he'll come into my dreams. He'll want to start. I know this is kind. It sounds kind of weird, but he'll want to start a conversation with me on my dreams, and I'm like, what? I said you don't have the balls to pick up the phone.
Yeah, but you're both water signs. He's a Scorpio. He's very psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably easier on the astral because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to think about it.
Right.
Well, my sense is the astral relationship can go on a long time because it's a way that you can stay connected and check on each other, but not really. So if you're still hot on the astral plane, still connecting, you either need to try to turn that channel off, or else by telling yourself that you're giving yourself the suggestion you're not going to let him come into your dreams, or you're not going to communicate with him in your dreams. Otherwise, it can keep going for a long time, and then you're going to still be attracted on a level that's under the surface. It's very watery. It goes into the depth. But it's not going to go away, and that can distract you from getting involved with somebody else for
a
while.
Well, that's the thing. I did stop it. So he did stop coming into my dreams.
I just did this.
Yes, I did stop it. But sometimes I'll be washing the dishes or something like that, and then boop, he just comes up.
Yeah, because your guard goes down.
I'm thinking of him.
Because you're in the water.
Exactly.
You're in the element. The water element, Scorpio, Pisces.
Okay. So would I be speak? Will he contact me? I'm sorry, I couldn't talk right there. Sorry. Is he gonna contact me this year, next year, 2 years?
Do you want to pull a card for that, Dax, or do you want me to?
You go ahead and pull a card for that, because I already pulled cards for other stuff, and I don't have an answer to that question. You know, I never go out that far anyway, you know, years, 2 years, you know, I mean, I only go out 3 to 6 months, and you know, I don't see that happening, to be honest with you. I just don't see him calling. I'm just not as interested in that as I'm interested in the other guy.
The other guy. There's another
guy.
There's
another guy showing up here. You got the Page of Cups. Okay, that's Scorpio. It's the guy you're talking about. But there's a Page of Pentacles over here who's a Taurus or a Virgo or a Capricorn that's waiting to come in. You know, and it's like, you got to let this guy in. He's sitting there waiting. It's right here in the cards.
Okay.
And it's going to happen around your circle of friends, specifically your girlfriends. Girls' night out, that kind of thing. That's where he's going to come in. Taurus, Virgo, Scorpio.
Okay.
Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. You got to forget with the Scorpio already. Go ahead, Cooch. Did you pull anything on that, or what are you getting?
Well, I just, while listening to you, I pulled the Ace of Wands. So something new is definitely going to be coming in.
New opportunity there.
Yeah, new opportunities. And beginning, you know, new passionate beginnings, new directions in connecting with friends or past issues resolving themselves so that you can kind of like start fresh. So my sense is, don't be worrying about if you're going to be running into him again. You kind of want to let him go. Especially if you haven't had any conscious connections in the past 6 months after you left him. He's definitely, he got hurt. And I think he's troubled by it, but I think he's not going to reach out if he hasn't reached out yet.
Oh, you mean by me? He got hurt by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
So he's still licking his wounds.
Oh, poor dog. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you really didn't like him 6 months ago, you don't want to be trying to rekindle what failed. You know, you really want to try to be thinking about... You're looking at him through the memory that you did have a relationship and you had intimacy. So that looks attractive when you get away from it. But whatever made you walk away from him is still there as well. But you're not thinking about that right now. You're thinking about, oh, it'd be really nice to be in a relationship. And so you go to your memory, and there it is, and he's standing there. But if you re-trigger it, the same stuff is still there, unless that you didn't know how to resolve.
Right.
Plus, I like the earth
sign guy.
Okay,
so I should just concentrate on the Virgo Capricorn. What was that?
I just like the earth sign guy better. Anyway.
Well, wait, who's heavy Christian? There's a heavy Christian. I keep getting this heavy Christian person.
Heavy Christian
Do you know somebody
guy?
Who's,
you,
yeah. Do you know
a
somebody
heavy
who's...
heavy Christian guy?
Somebody
I don't know if I could get... I could get with somebody who's heavy Christian. Like, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
That's not you. I keep getting the Christian cross. So I'm just very curious.
Oh, okay. No, I know somebody, but he's gay. So that won't work.
does he have a friend who's heterosexual?
I don't know. We haven't really like gone out like that, you know. I've known him from like Sunday service, like inspiration. So Sunday inspiration service, but not. No, I don't know. We haven't hanged out like that personally, like that.
Okay. If you do Sunday inspiration service, look around that group because I usually when I see a religious cross, it represents some kind of a connection with some kind of spiritual group.
Oh, yes. The group that I am is very heavily on Christ, the Christ consciousness. So, yes, we are heavy on that.
My sense is that there's somebody in that group that might be more compatible with you.
Oh, okay. but everybody is either way too young or way too older than me. Maybe it's a new member that might come in.
Or it could be a friend that you meet through that group.
Oh, okay.
Just
be
open to
open.
Yeah, keep your eyes open.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to a new relationship.
It'll happen. You've got the vibe. I can feel it over the phone. Over the air, the airwaves. They're kind
the
of airwaves. Dancing around. They're dancing the salsa around you.
I wish I could dance salsa, but okay, thank you.
Well, good luck.
All right.
Good
thank
luck.
You so much, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Diana.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Dax,
and
I
that's
need to, gotta like,
be our that's
yeah.
gotta be our last call because we're like way over, and actually we stopped live streaming, and they're gonna kick us off at any moment here at Cooch, so we gotta say goodbye. But I had
well,
fun.
Okay. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Dax. That was great.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it to an hour next time. But we were having too much fun. Great call.
I know it was fun. Well, love you,
awesome.
Dax. Love everybody who's out there. Enjoy
Thanks,
your love.
Thanks, everybody.
Be the love you want.
Have a great
want.
Week.
Love,
Bye,
love,
everyone.
Love. Bye.